This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm going to see you now. Here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes.
I can see. The establishment has painted itself into a corner. There's no way they get out of this now. As you look at the steps ahead, they've got to double down with the tyranny. But how do we stop their fall from crushing us? That's really the big question here. But I look at the Q movement, which it was the strangest thing. I mean, I would go out to like rallies and people walk up and go, I learned from Q, the Federal Reserve is private, and I learned you're with the enemy. And I learned Trump doesn't like you. I'm like, well, I talked to Trump last week. He didn't tell me that. Yeah, right. Trump is Q, and he don't like you because the message board said it. And we're going to win. I don't even need to vote. They're going to arrest everybody on election day. Now, that's not as bad as the Q thing, but this, so many Republicans I know didn't vote because the corporate media told them you're going to win in a landslide. So if we're this dumb, we basically deserve what we get. Laura Loomer, I know there's election fraud and we saw it and it's going on, but the bigger fraud is the PSYOP, a big tech surveilling and blocking links and 95% of the links going to liberals or whatever. But also Republicans believing when the media told them you're invincible, you're a winner, they want to believe like the Q thing, like everything's handled, we won. It's like mind control. What do you say to that?
Yeah, I agree. And just to kind of pivot back to what we were talking about with Trump and DeSantis, because I just don't want to let this go. You know, you just brought up big tech, okay, and big tech election interference. Ron DeSantis went on national television on Tucker Carlson's show and literally lied to everybody watching when he said that he outlawed big tech election interference in the state of Florida. His tech bill was the weakest tech bill I've ever seen in my life, and it was intentionally designed to be weak, and they rejected the amendments to make the bill retroactive that I had originally proposed when my legal team read and actually advised them. I testified in front of the Florida legislature regarding the tech bill. And the reason they didn't make it retroactive is because I pointed out that they needed to make it retroactive to ensure that candidates like myself and Donald Trump, the only two candidates that have been permanently banned on social media and would have had future elections, would still be denied access. So Ron DeSantis' bill was intentionally designed to screw Donald Trump. I told Donald Trump this when I saw him at Mar-a-Lago, too, so he knows. And then secondly, you know, Ron DeSantis supports people that want to lock up January 6th patriots. He endorsed Joe O'Dea, who Donald Trump said that he would never endorse. And the reason why Ron DeSantis decided to endorse Joe O'Dea, who luckily lost his election last night, and even though he's a Republican, I'm glad that he lost his election because he's a rhino and a traitor to MAGA. And he said that he was in favor of January 6th patriots being locked up in jail and that he would campaign against Donald Trump in 2024. And that's what motivated Ron DeSantis to run robocalls for Joe O'Dea. The fact that he said that he wanted to keep...
I get it. And you predicted the fraud that just happened, and you really don't like DeSantis. So do you think DeSantis is a New World Order operative or just misguided?
Not that I don't like him. Like I said, I voted for him, but I think that he's incredibly ungrateful and he's aligning himself with rhinos. I've been told, and my sources have told me, that he's actually looking to utilize Mitt Romney's presidential team from when Romney ran against Obama.
Oh, yeah. If he touches Mitt Romney, I don't like him. All right. Laura Loomer, you're back on the War Room, 4 p.m. Central today in 2 hours. Thank you so much. There goes Laura Loomer, Loomer.com. Owen, I want to come back and finish up with your analysis, other key parts of the races, the battles that are coming, and then we'll hand the baton to Kate Daly for the rest of the hour before you get ready for your show at 3 p.m. Central and take over. We'll be right back with Owen Schroyer. Please don't forget, we're backed by you, not the New World Order. We are the people's engine of liberty. InfoWarsStore.com, up to 60% off of Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus. X3, Ultimate Krill Oil, Ultimate Grill, all of it, up to 60% off with promo code 1776, and get signed and unsigned copies of my book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, at InfoWarsStore.com exclusively. Signed copies exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support.
I'm pointing my finger at you. And I'm also pointing it right back at myself. You forget to take your multivitamins. You forget to take your vitamin D3. You forget to take your Brain Force Plus. You forget to take DNA Force Plus. You forget to take the X3. And you know it makes your life better. And you know it makes you healthier. And you constantly forget. And when you remember to do it, you're a lot healthier. This stuff will blow you away. Plus, it funds our operation. We have the biggest sale of the year going right now at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code 1776 to get up to 60% off on these best-selling products. The lowest deal is 40%. Most of the sales are 60 or 50% when you use promo code 1776. There's too many products to tell you about them all. They're all kick-ass. They keep us on the air. Please continue to support, and I love you, and I thank you. 1776 at InfoWarsStore.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. Alex Jones.
Well, the video's coming up in a moment. It's on InfoWars.com. King Charles pelted with eggs. Police attacked in Greece with Molotov cocktails. It's all coming up. Owen Schroyer, though, you did a great job last night. You're coming up in about 55 minutes with your own show, The War Room, here at InfoWars. What else do you want to talk about concerning this historic election?
Well, first of all, it appears, though, they have finally admitted that Ron Johnson has won Wisconsin. So that's good news for the Republicans. And so now you've got three states left where the Republicans in Arizona are really making headwind right now. I mean, I think Laxalt won Nevada, so I don't know what kind of shenanigans they may try to pull in Clark County. That's where we're going to have to be on the lookout for Clark County. That's Las Vegas. So we'll be monitoring that. But you notice, look at the state of Nevada here, Alex. There's only one county that goes blue. Yeah, that would be Clark County down there. So it's the same phenomenon we see across the country where one Democrat city can overwhelm the will of the entire state. That's what the Electoral College was designed to do at the national level. Maybe we need something similar at the state level now. Seeing this trend continue, of course, Democrats would never get behind that. So, oh, there it is. So now, actually, they're saying he overtook Laxalt. Okay, that's just Clark County. Okay, actually, guys, give me the full picture just so I can see. Okay, here we go. Yeah. So this is within about 20,000 votes here, just over 20,000. So they're going to contest this. But right now, Laxalt's still ahead. So, hey, look, if anything, maybe have a good attitude here. Because Republicans are back at a shot to get 52 seats, potentially, if they can get Nevada and Arizona and Georgia. Now, we'll wait on getting the good news there, because I have a feeling the Democrats aren't going to give it up so easily. And the Republicans are kind of wanting to lose the Senate to blame Donald Trump, I think, at this point. So that's going to be interesting to watch. But, Alex, I want to go back to something you said in the last segment, because we were talking about fraud. And I think one of the biggest frauds that the American people are about to learn the hard way about is the fraudulent economy that we've been living in under Joe Biden for about the last 8 months. What am I talking about? Folks, our economy is in a complete disaster right now. It is a complete and utter disaster. The supply chain is on the brink. The energy supply is on the brink. And they've been synthetically keeping prices down, Alex, like a beach ball under the water in the deep end of a pool. And now that this election is over, I think the pressure is going to release. And so I was talking about this last night. I can't remember if it was with you or Ollie Alexander or Harrison Smith, but we were talking about how I expect gas prices to immediately skyrocket in the coming weeks, 20, 30 cents a gallon. I'm expecting your energy bills to go up. I'm expecting grocery bills to go up. The Democrats have fraudulently and synthetically propped up the economy leading up to this midterm, hoping, obviously, it would help them. Americans not going to the polls in complete shambles economically, which is where the economy actually is right now, Alex. And people just don't realize it because they've synthetically tried to prop it up with the emergency petroleum reserves being released all of these tax holidays. We're going to give you free money for college tuition and all this other BS. It's all been synthetic, and I'm afraid that we're about to get the reality, the dose of reality soon, with how bad the economy actually is under Joe Biden.
All right, Owen, great job last night and today. You'll be on in about 50 minutes at Infowars.com/show and stations across the country. Owen Schroer in the War Room. Thank you so much, Owen.
Thank you.
All right. I got to hit this. I'm going to throw the baton to Kay Daly, who's about to take over. She's loaded for bear with all the latest developments. King Charles III is at the head of the New World Order. He is a depopulationist. He is a globalist. He literally says we need to kill, like his dad said, at least 80% of the world population. Look it up. Prince Charles calls for depopulation. Prince Philip calls for depopulation. Virus is equal to 80% of us. But he wants you to take a shot because he loves you. And so here we are at this crossroads right now. And the media is like, oh, you're in a Walgreens, you're in a Walmart, you're in a wherever. There's just nothing but royalty magazines at the checkout. Our country was founded in not being part of this. They're not even British. They don't represent England. They are at the highest levels of this spider's web. And so the video's on Infowars.com. There's a bunch of different angles. We'll only play a few of the clips. Watch King Charles pelted with eggs, one man detained. And people are like, oh, how dare you be mean to the king? And, you know, these eggs are missing him and hitting him. But the whole point is, this guy wants to depopulate you. He wants to cut off your resources. And now they're acting like it's a terrorist attack that somebody threw eggs at him. We have to realize that these people are not our friends. And they need to know they're not going to lead comfortable lives and not be exposed while they're trying to do this to us. They have this nice, affected, you know, British accent, and gentlemanly, they are psychos. Here's a few of the clips. Beyond sycophantic. And the media is acting like this is asteroids hitting the earth and killing all of us. All right, Kay Daly, syndicated talk show host, ready to take over. She's got all the latest developments. Thank you so much, Kate.
Thanks so much, Alex. Such a great point about the little stubby fingers, Charles. So we're being trolled in this nation with how amazing royalty is every 5 seconds. I love that great point. Wouldn't we all like to pelt him with tomatoes? Just saying. Anyway, look, I was super excited to basically end democracy, as Biden put it, end democracy last night. Super excited because, you know, we live in a republic. That's why. And that's not what happened. And I want to have a real conversation with you about this and give you some thoughts of mine, because I'm seeing this whole thing. Yesterday, I talked about what would happen. I said they're going to rig this election. They're going to do it. And whether they do it for the reflection of the real votes, okay, they actually show you that, or they do it for the leftist progressive globalist, okay, they're going to do it, but there's a reason why. And I'll get to that in just a moment, for sure, in the next segment. But I feel like we're all sitting around waiting for, I don't know, it's like waiting for a divorce court so we can see who gets custody of us. Don't you feel like that right now? That is never how we were ever supposed to feel in this country. Because we're not King Charles. Ugh, what a doink. Anyways, we're not Britain. We're not supposed to be anyway. We got a lot of ties to Britain, unfortunately. But we're not supposed to be them. And there are reasons for that. We fought a revolution to get this republic. We did. So I want to talk to you about some of the things that happened. And in our discussion today, we need to talk about the fact that if you can have a guy like Sling Blade win Pennsylvania, he reminds me of Sling Blade, sorry, the character of Sling Blade, the movie. If you can have a guy that resembles Sling Blade, then that means that you're intentionally wanting to pretty much mock us and put somebody in like that. He was inserted. You and I both know it. We all know it, right? This is a joke, right? So when you're looking at somebody like this, and the left is all slobbering all over him, and he can't utter a single sentence. Fracking. I love fracking. Fracking's good. Fracking's good. Good night, everybody. I mean, when we look at somebody like this getting in, then you know there's no doubt in our minds that we were robbed. But it's much more than being robbed is what I want to talk about, because I think there's a plan, you know, obviously at stake here. I'll be right back on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host. But let me just tell you, there's a lot to talk about here. Why did they not give the red the chance? Why did they not do it? When we come back, I want to share some thoughts with you. Be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, the guest host for the hour. Mickey Willis will be joining me in the final segment today. And let me just tell you, we have a lot to talk about when it comes to elections. I've got a lot of thoughts about this, as you can imagine. Yesterday I said they were going to rig the election. And I meant it. And you know they're going to. Did we all think we were going to show up at the same exact machines in the same exact voting manner in the same exact way and get anything like some kind of magical different result? Of course not. It was never going to happen. So what are the reasons? That's what I want to talk about with you. What are the reasons they're doing this? What's the bigger picture? So I also wanted to talk, too, before I get there, about the races. Everything is razor tight right now. I mean, it couldn't be tighter. I mean, like, what is it? Like 10,000 votes, 5,000 votes? It's ridiculous. Now, we have a conservative majority in the country. So when you're looking at state races and when you're looking at federal races, there is no way that can happen. There's just no way that can happen. It's statistically, mathematically impossible, okay? But they've been doing this for quite a long time, quite a few decades, in telling us that, oh, man, it was tight. You just need to work harder next time. You just need to convince a few more people next time, and then you'll win. So the whole thing is ridiculous. The whole thing is played, and it's pathetic. But let's talk about how and why. Kristi Noem, they even said, won in a landslide. She was the only landslide they talked about, okay? And still, when you look at her state, the state is mostly all red, okay? Almost the entire thing is red. So they put her at 62%. That would be more like 80, 85% if you were really looking at the state, okay? So they put it at 62, and I actually believe that number was a lot higher. But that's the only landslide you're going to probably hear about today. And, of course, what were the headlines? What were the headlines? Republicans in shock. House control. This close. Okay. Dems holding Senate and my favorite, toxic Trump in MAGA meltdown. So we are now the MAGA Republicans, as King Fraudalot has referred to over and over. Press is referring to it because they're told to. And now we're having this situation where we're shocked. No, we're not shocked. I'm not shocked at all. Because I feel like the reason that they would swing it to, if they were going to swing it yesterday, they had two reasons, I think. Number one was if they were going to swing it to the Democrats, okay, let's just say, they swung it to the Democrats like they're doing right now. That would mean that they were ready for the Great Reset. It would mean that they were ready for more chaos. It would mean that the chaos is coming quickly. The food shortages quickly. More inflation quickly. That's what that means. It means they're more ready. It means we have enough satellites up. We have enough 5G up that they might be able to also get us into digital currency quickly. Okay? That means they're just more ready for it. If they were going to give us the red wave, which would have actually reflected what the country was feeling and thinking, because you know it and I know it, everyone knows it, right? If they were actually going to do that, what they would have done was they would be basically saying, well, we need a little bit more time. We need a little bit more time. We'll make you guys complacent. You'll think you've won, okay? You'll think you've won a something. What did you win, Bob? A set of Ginsu knives. That's what you won. Basically, we're getting a set of Ginsu knives because we're not going to get any liberty back, I can assure you. So they would have had gridlock, and they would have done these monstrous things to show you that nobody can get along and everybody just needs to be kind to each other, which you and I both know is total BS, because what that means is, be silent, or no one's really fighting. It's like a fake fight. Gotta love fake fighting. It's like a fake wrestling match, okay? So basically, they would have needed time. They would have needed some time. And they obviously don't. Because you and I both know, look at the Carrie Lake race, okay? Carrie Lake was up in every single race. Katie Hobbs, that hot mess, didn't even come out of her little hole. She didn't even campaign. Nothing. You never saw her. She wasn't around. It was ridiculous. It was ridiculous. It reminds me of King Fraud a lot right before the 2020. Okay. So for her to win would have been asinine, but they're going to carry her to a win. She already knew the race was fixed. And what was she in charge of? Elections to make it even worse. Okay. So why are they doing this? Why are they putting Sling Blade in? Why are we seeing these races that you absolutely know that there is no way, there is absolutely no way they could have won? I think when they did the 2020 election, they were at a point where so much was already facilitated and ready to go that they didn't care at that point. They were almost mocking you. They were basically mocking us, I should say that. Because they knew that Biden was a total troll and he was hated. Okay. They knew that he was aloof. You know, he was like this thing that hung around Washington for 45 years. And they knew that we would know that we would never vote for that guy. The nation was never on board with him. Nobody ever showed up to anything he ever did. And these leftist progressives have to use like the screens to show you that they can't fill an arena. They've got to block it off, black screen, just to make it look like there's a crowd, right? So there's a lot of shenanigans that happen. But they wanted you to know that they were going to put in the doofiest, most trolliest, most pedophile-ish president of all time in a spot. And then on top of it, tell you that he got the most votes of any president in the entire nation. Wow. Now, that's going pretty far. So what this means to me is they're just not afraid anymore. They're not afraid of you believing in the elections, just like believing in currency. Okay? Belief is what has carried us. Belief is what has carried the money, not actual gold. And in elections, they're finally at the point now where they will put and install a Fetterman in, a Biden in, a Hormala. I can't call her anything else. A Hormala in. Okay? They'll put these people in. Gretchen Wormwood, that's what I call her. You know, she's a hot mess. Her state hates her. They really do. But they put her in. In my state, Utah, oh my gosh, we got a slime ball. A slime ball parading around as a conservative, completely liberal. I wish she'd come out of the liberal closet, right? Or any closet, whatever. But all I'm saying is they don't care if you believe it. Are they beyond reproach? And what I want to talk about too today is what can we do? Because there is something we can do. And it doesn't require a revolution. It actually requires a reclamation. And a reclamation is something very, very different. Okay? But how are we going to do that? We don't need to fight a revolution. We already won the revolution. We already got our Constitution. And it's still hanging by a thread. The problem is that they, and this is why they're pushing the Article 5 con, they want to change it to fit what they're doing now or in the future. But the Constitution still stands, which means that there is a way that we can fight this if you're willing to, if we were willing to. And it actually is really, really simple, but it's going to be having to really talk to people to get them on board to do it, though. And that's the hard part, is getting people to do something in mass, right? But even if we had a little bit of the mass working in our favor, it has never been the majority that's been awake. It's always been the minority. And we are part of that minority. And we need to strengthen the minority. Don't ever expect the masses to understand everything or even want to. But the minority can. And the minority has always won out. So when I come back, I want to talk to you about what we can do. Because they're obviously going to rig every election. And we better be ready for it. I'll be right back on The Alex Jones Show.
The globalists are in an absolute panic right now. They are attacking and suing and censoring and spying on and engaging in bullying and physical attacks against populist conservatives and Christians, not just in America, but worldwide. And their number one most hated enemy in the media is InfoWars, because we know the globalist number, we know their operation, we know their modus operandi, and we know how to take them down peacefully. We've got great products that fund the operation that also are incredibly powerful and the highest quality for your immune system and more. We have the biggest sale of the year going right now. Black Friday comes early. Use promo code 1776 and get up to 60% off on these best-selling products at InfoWarsStore.com. Biggest sale of the year, promo code 1776, up to 60% off. Take action now and empower your body.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back here with you on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host. So here's the deal. They want to steer us to the right. You've detected that, I'm sure. Haven't you? That's why they're letting King Fraudalot's gaffes go in the news every day. If they wanted us to respect him, we would be taught to respect him. We're not. We're told these people are a joke. We talk about it. We see the gaffes. If they didn't want us to see it, they simply just would not show it to us. So really what's going on here is they're steering us to the right. You don't see anyone joining the party going from right to left. Why would you? The economy's a crap fest.
The blue is the party of genital mutilation at 5 years old and censorship. Who would join that right now? And I know there's a lot of hardcore Democrats out there that are not on board with some of the leftist progressive stuff they're doing. But the party's been hijacked. So you'll get some blue, some Democrats going over to the right just to restore the economy. Okay? But why do they want to move us to the right? Why are they telling us to go to the right, basically? And I think it's for two reasons. Number one, it's to create such a fiasco with voting, and they are deliberately stealing it in order to bring on blockchain, voting by blockchain. The more open we are to blockchain, the more open we'll be to digital currency, because it will provide transparency, they'll tell us, but that's not actually what it's going to provide. It's just going to provide more control. But that's going to be the lie. So they're going to start ramping up blockchain because they know people out in the country are furious right now. And they used to just take Team A and Team B. We'll put in the Republicans for a while. Then we'll put in the Democrats for a while and the Republicans, right? That's how they do it. They swat us back and forth. Even in 08, they moved us toward Obama, didn't they? Oh, yeah, he's the guy for both sides. Remember how he talked about NSA spying? He was going to end all of that. A lot of Republicans actually fell for it, right? So we're very easily manipulated. But they really want World War III, because there's a lot of rhinos that are going to profit from that. And they really want blockchain for voting. It'll soften us up, butter us up for the rest of digital currency to happen. I truly believe that, that's the track we're on right now. Because they want you to be ticked off. They want you to know that that Fetterman got in when I don't think he had the support at all. So they want you to think that Katie Hobbs won Arizona. They want you to think Gretchen Wormwood won her state. They want you to think this. And there's always a reason why. And even when you look in history, there's been, what, since 1906, three midterms in which the party and the president actually gained House seats, right? I think 34 and 98, there was 2002. But that wouldn't happen now because things are even worse than they were in the recession of 08. Okay, so that wasn't going to happen. And we all knew it. There were Democrats seriously voting for anyone else just because they wanted to put an end to this economy madness. And how sad. You get to the point where you're only voting for economy, not liberty. I mean, it's a joke, right? But they gave us some wins, Texas and Florida. And why did they do that? And of course, Evan McMuffin lost badly. But here's the deal, though. They do that because sometimes, and the first thing I thought when Evan McMuffin was running against Mike Lee was, oh, they're just trying to get money for the party. Because, you know, otherwise you think it's a lock, right? In a conservative state like mine. But they run these people and then they make it look like, well, you got something. So you can leave the party feeling like, well, you got a party gift or a parting gift, whatever. Look, there's a couple of things we can do. They used to be able to, you know, swing this 30 to 35% if they felt like you believed in the result enough. Okay, or believe that it was tight enough where they could pull that over, the wool over your eyes. So now they're doing it deliberately. So now we have to do things more deliberately. I say that if there were millions of people out there that did paper ballots, that showed up and did actual paper ballots, there is no way they can't throw out legally a paper ballot. So if you had millions of people doing that and they were really reflective of the rest of the country in voting, and we did not use their machines. Because remember, they always tell us it's the machines, it's the machines, it's the machines. Well, of course it is. It's the software. And it's not about the vote going in. It's not about when you cast the vote. It's when the vote data is transferred on the back end is where they hide the fraud. And they also hide it in counties showing up in record numbers of 50%, 100%. That's never happened in the history of America, nor will it ever. So it's a joke, right? Okay. So there's a lot of fraud. Then you have the mules. Then you have the mules stuffing ballot boxes. But what about paper ballots? What if you showed up in person and did a paper ballot? When I went to one of the speeches Mike Lee gave, he said, you know, fill out your ballot, get it in the mail. The audience said no. And he said, well, what gives? Why would you say no to that? And they all said, because we want to vote in person. We want to vote in person. And he was shocked. He was generally shocked. People out there know they know they're getting hijacked. So what if we did paper ballots? But we did them in such record number, they couldn't ignore them, and they can't throw them out. Right? What we need is a reclamation. Do you know what the definition of a reclamation is? Not a revolution. A reclamation. It's the process of claiming something back or reasserting a right. It also means that it's the reclamation of our shared history. Our shared history is the Constitution. You know, if we were smart, not only would we do paper ballots, and it really wouldn't be tough to do, right? You just have to get people on board. The other thing that we could do is billboards. It's the only medium not owned by the mega corporations, right? Or the leftist globalists or those that run the country. Because those that own the media, I don't even think they're really, they're not the Democrats. It's actually the people running the world is running our media, right? So you're never going to get anywhere with the media. You're never going to, you just can't. And you can't get people to listen to your message like, say, talk radio, when you know they're not going to because they're extremely leftist. So what are we to do? If we bought property near freeways and we're able to house our own billboards and put those up and create accounts to do that, we could message the rest of the country. You could give messages to make people think. You could give messages that really spurred thought as far as what the situation we're in. Not to turn everyone, because you never will, but to strengthen the majority or the minority, right? Because the majority, you're never going to get. But you could strengthen the minority, and it would help. But billboards are the only way to get somebody who would never listen to you as a captive audience to have to listen to you, wouldn't they? You can't escape it. You're in a car. What else are you going to do? You have to look at these messages. If we were smart, we'd be putting money in those, like, immediately. We knew this election was never going to save us. We knew that. And I never expected it to, because I knew that the same mechanisms were in place, because no elected officials, even on our right, would do anything about this. Okay? So there was nothing that was going to be, it reminds me of the Lucky Charms coming, magically, magically delicious. We knew when we walked in that we were never going to get the results, right? You knew that. You knew that they were going to monkey with us, right? Of course they were. Look, there are things we can do. You can work within your local races, your county races. You can work hard to get people to do paper ballots, which they cannot legally throw away. And what we need in this country is not a revolution. They would love for us to have a revolution. That way they could just put us in jail. They are the ones that are treasonous. They are the ones that are violating the Constitution, not us. So they're walking away from the Constitution. So what we need to do is be smart enough to do some moves to get it back, to actually put feet to the fire and actually make them adhere to it, right? So if we did a couple of things like that, if we realized right now that they gave us a couple of wins to restore our faith as much as they wanted to in these last results. But you and I both know this should have been a red windfall, and not that the red was going to save us, because when they have the power, they don't generally do that. We've never had anything repealed in all the years, over 120 years, nothing has been repealed. We were never even going to get rid of Obamacare. It wasn't even in the talking points. So we know that, right? So as long as we're all on the same page, then let's work with some of the things we do have at our disposal. I'm going to come right back on the Alex Jones Show. I've got Mickey Willis, and we'll talk a little bit about Plandemic 3. Be right back.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host for this hour. And my guest is Ricky Willis, of course, Plandemic. Of course, author and filmmaker. So happy to have you on the show with me. And we have a huge, you know, Red Pill event happening, Salt Lake City, and all kinds of things going on. Mickey, so good to have you. How are you?
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here, and I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. You know, I was just talking about the fact that if they were going to, do this with the machines, I said this yesterday, if they were going to gear it toward these leftists and let us know that it was very obvious that election fraud was going to take place again, of course it would because nothing has changed, so we shouldn't expect anything else, that then they're ready for a little bit more chaos. And I suspect that everything gets ramped up, inflation, more mystery viruses, whatever the heck they want to bring, they're going to bring it. And I think that the chaos that will ensue from this point on is going to get stranger. And so all the more reason, talk about this latest project of yours, because I want to hear all about it, if you will.
Absolutely. Well, Plandemic 3 is called The Great Awakening, and it is to address really the big picture. There's a lot of people out there who think that all of this began with COVID, but COVID was simply used as leverage to further fulfill an agenda that's been going on for decades, if not a century at this point. And we've been dealing with enemies, foreign and domestic, from within. Our country is under attack, and it has been for a number of years. And there have been a lot of historical warnings dating back to the 50s and 60s. An early film, people doing lectures, people like J. Edward Griffin, who is the founder of the Red Pill Expo that I'll be speaking at this weekend, who went out very brazenly in the 60s when it was very dangerous to warn the world. They all thought he was crazy. And reading from communist manifestos, he told everyone what was coming. And a large part of Plandemic 3 is using his work. And as he reads a chapter from Communist Manifestos to show that whatever it is they said they're going to do is completely fulfilled, and they're doing it right now in the United States. And it's pretty amazing when you see this back to back, from historical warning to what's happening now. And the people that thought he was crazy 50 years ago are no longer holding that opinion, because they actually realize that he had some of the most, I wouldn't even call them predictions, because he didn't really express his opinions. He simply reported on what they said their plan was and is now in full bloom here in our great beloved United States, which is kind of unbelievable, but here we are.
Absolutely. I just barely interviewed him, and what a phenomenal interview he is. He's in his 90s, and he'll be in Salt Lake City, but he's the one that brought us Creature of Jekyll Island, exposing the Fed, exposing cancer, exposing so many things, so many documentaries, exposing how our Department of Education was hijacked in 1907, starting in 1907 by the Carnegie Foundation and some other foundations. Of course, the Rockefellers always involved. But he was saying those things early on. And what's so fascinating, I mean, I hope he feels some vindication now. I know that's not going to be a lot, but to feel, because all the way along, I'm sure he got a lot of barbs and hits for what he was speaking about. But when you're on the side of truth, you just have to speak out. And that's what he was talking about. You must speak out when you know the truth. And so it's wonderful.
He does understand now. He actually expresses that in the interview that I did with him for The Great Awakening. He didn't know how accurate his warning would be in the 60s, but he knew that it was significant. And he's just delighted to know that his work will be memorialized and his legacy will be memorialized in the film that will be seen by millions of people. He was even the one, there's a lot of people, I'm sure your listeners are aware of, an incredibly important interview that was done with a KGB defector named Yuri Bresmanov. And what a lot of people don't know is that's also G. Edward Griffin. He's conducting that interview. And so that's also in the movie. I'm really honored to say that Ed Griffin sent me all of his masters. And so we have just transferred all of his original movies. And I'm kind of the custodian of the legacy of his work right now, which is really a great honor, because he is a living legend and a man who has received very little acknowledgement for the work he's done. But that's all about to change.
I'm actually really excited to see this. These movies are waking people up. You must be really proud of the work that you're doing to contribute to that, because it takes a lot of people to wake people up. And of course, Ed Griffin is just a legend, right? He's a complete legend. And I love his work. I just love that you're doing this and showcasing this. It's really important for people to understand the bigger, broader picture. These are well-laid plans. This is not something that I'm not a coincidence theorist. You know, I understand what's going on. Not everything's a coincidence. And he definitely points that out. So I'm loving that you're doing this.
He does, too. And in reference to something you said earlier, I wanted to kind of circle back to that, because we are looking at a few more years of craziness. And as much as I would love to say, let's go back to some form of sanity, the truth of the matter is, especially after digging deep into the psychology of what's happening, the mind control programs, the mass formation, the mass hypnosis and all of that, the reality is, just like they say when someone is addicted to drugs, I've had a couple of friends when I was part of Hollywood that got addicted to drugs, and I tried to help them, tried to save them. And I had people that were far more educated in the world of addiction warn me that you can't do that until they hit rock bottom. And they were right each time. And so, because they just end up relapsing and coming back. And there's a particular bedrock that you have to hit till you say, okay, I'm ready for change now. And in the same kind of using that as a metaphor, it's actually necessary that we experience another couple of years of hell, because there's so many people in this nation who are still in denial and haven't seen it yet. And the only way to learn right now is through direct experience. So there were so many people in San Francisco 2 years ago that thought all of us were crazy that we're sending the warnings, and now they're seeing it when they walk out of their front door, and they're moving. A lot of people in California in general are doing that. And so unfortunately, because there's so much misinformation and disinformation online and people don't know who to trust, which was, you know, literally one of the a former CIA director said, we'll know that our information is that our disinformation agenda is complete when the American people, everything they believe is not true. And so that we're kind of reaching that point right now. And the next couple of years will show the rest of the cities, the blue cities, as they get worse, as the homelessness gets worse, as the fentanyl addictions get worse, as the crime gets worse, as their children are further attacked. Unfortunately, I wish people didn't have to experience that, but that will be the catalyst for a greater awakening that I think will serve us big time in 2024.
Oh, I think you're right on the money. I mean, 100%. I'm with you on this. Red Pill Expo and these different expos that come up, these are really important. There's a lot of great information there. This one's in Salt Lake City this weekend on the 12th and 13th in Salt Lake. I hope people go because the speakers at these events, they can do so much. Bring somebody that doesn't know what we're talking about because that's the audience we need to get for sure.
It's so true. And I will say that after the release of Plandemic 1 and 2, I was on tour for about a year and a half in multiple locations all around the country and beyond. And honestly, my favorite event to date was when I spoke once 2 years ago at the Red Pill event. The caliber of speakers, the education, the variety of information that was there, everything from investment to gold and silver to how to protect yourself with, you know, preparation of food and mental stability. And there's just such an incredible variety of information. And Ed is very careful about who he allows to come and speak. There's a lot of events that will just choose people with large followings because they know that they'll put butts in seats and they'll help promote. But Ed's about keeping it small. You know, down to about 700-800 people, and just it's really about quality over quantity. So I highly recommend if anyone's on the fence about going, and if you have the choice between a couple events to go to this year, this is the one.
Red Pill, Salt Lake City this weekend, and of course, Plandemic 3. Really excited to see this. This is going to wake people up, and like you said, we are going to hit rock bottom. There's more crazy, and expect it. And also, I mean, always expect it. I can't believe we thought anything else. I mean, that's why yesterday they'll rig it. It just depends on for what reason they'll rig it either way, because they have that kind of control. That's the America we have right now. So we're going to hit rock bottom, but we're going to do this together. And hopefully, when you go to Red Pill events like this, you've got solutions, and they do. There's a lot of solutions. It's just if people are willing to do them.
Very well said.
Thank you so much, Mickey Willis. I appreciate all the work you're doing, and the movies have been outstanding. I really love the information, and we need this kind of information right now, so it's fantastic. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for your voice and for your work and your support. Appreciate you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, look, don't expect anything else today. Of course we knew it was going to be rigged. Of course we knew it was going to happen, right? There's only one way it was going to go. There's a lot of players in the theater. There's a lot of actors. There's a lot of players out there running for office. Just make sure you're aware of them. That's all. And for the Alex Jones Show.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.